Blog Talk Radio.
Well, guys, you are here on the show with none other than Mr. All Business, Sean Robinson, and today we're going to have a phenomenal person on this call, none other than Miss Kashina, Mermaid of Philly. This is going to be empowering. This young lady is going to be performing at the Rotunda at 4014 Walnut Street on June 3rd, 2016. Now, it's very, very interesting that we are able to get this young lady onto the call. She has been very, very impactful with so many people and has made an impact here in the industry of Philadelphia in its entertainment and performance industry. So at this time, again, this is Sean Robinson out of Philadelphia, Mr. All Business. I want to see if the Mermaid of Philly has made it onto the call. Miss Kashina, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. This is super exciting to have you here on the speaking panel this morning. We have had so many people inquiring about this particular interview to happen. And obviously, by popular demand, it had to happen. So if you could, really quick, just reintroduce yourself to the listening audience, Miss Mermaid of Philly.
Yes, absolutely. My name is Kashina, and I go by Mermaid of Philly on all social media. And I'm just really happy to be here to just talk about branding yourself and just talk about what I do as an artist, history with me and Mr. AD. We've known each other for a nice amount of time. So I'm just super excited to be here, vocalist Mermaid of Philly, and I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. And again, guys, this is the actual Miss Kashina, Mermaid of Philly. And this young lady has so many accomplishments and acknowledgments. Mermaid of Philly, if you could just share with the listening audience some of the things you have been able to get accomplished and fall first place for most recently in your entertainment career.
Yes, absolutely. Well, in, I believe it was 2013, I was fortunate enough to win two first place awards. The first one in the month of November at the Hype Magazine Artist Showcase, put on by John Blasingame, and I was fortunate enough to win first place. Many talented other artists, and I was able to get a article placed, my bio placed in Hype Magazine as part of the prize. And then that next month in December, I was able to win an award in my hometown at Sigma Sound, and that was the R&B contest in Philadelphia, and I placed in first, and it just feels really amazing, those wins that I've had, you know, under my belt, along with this last August, I won an award for Best New Artist at the 2015 Momentum Awards, so that was definitely a great, along with being nominated at the Philly Hip Hop Awards as well last year. So it's just been really amazing to really, you know that my work is not going unseen.
Wow, absolutely. And again, Mermaid of Philly, this is actually her here live on the show. You know, I always try to emphasize to people and show them the significance of branding yourself. Now, your career, Mermaid of Philly, is definitely impacting. Those that don't know, take the time and Google Mermaid of Philly. You will definitely see a lot of the things that she's been able to get accomplished, and you can actually find her as well, too. But if you could just share with people your transition from being in a group in which you were very, very well branded with that, with Royal Black, and how you were able to continuously brand yourself, you know, a rebranding, but your brand is as Mermaid of Philly. Just explain to people how you transitioned from that and, you know, all the things that worked well with Royal Black that let you to where you are now.
Yes. Well, shout out to Mercedes Brown. She and I were in a duo, like Mr. All Business said, called Royal Black. And being in that group for about 5 or 6 years really taught me a lot. And Mercedes and I made a lot of mistakes together and separately that allowed us to be the artists we are today. Even while we were together, we had to be conscious of how we were presenting ourselves and just making sure we were consistent and making sure that every performance we were recognizable from one before that, really doing our best to create an online presence, because that's when social media really started to take off. It was MySpace, and then from there, Twitter started taking off, and then Instagram came shortly after, and we were really doing our thing on Facebook. But as I continued on as a solo artist, I knew how important it was to maintain those same ideas, only just doing it for myself, as opposed to thinking of the duo, as opposed to thinking of Mercedes and myself working together. Now I had to represent myself, you know, by myself. And even if I'm just walking down the street, I want to make sure that if you see me as Mermaid of Philly on my Instagram, you understand that I'm the Mermaid of Philly when you see me walking down the street. And it's about maintaining, like I said, maintaining a specific image and making sure everything is consistent. If I'm Mermaid of Philly on Instagram, I have to be Mermaid of Philly on Twitter. My website has to be Mermaid of Philly. I can't be Kashina on Twitter, and then I can't be China on Instagram, and then Mermaid of Philly on Facebook. It all has to make sense together. So, and along with what people see as well. So if I have blue-green hair and blue lips, then I have to make sure that I maintain that for a certain period of time before I can change up. I can't have blue hair this week and then pink hair next week. And that's fine, and that, you know, that can be a lot of fun to change up your look, but you have to understand that it's going to be more difficult for people to remember who you are and what your specific style is if you're constantly changing before you even have a real solid fan base or a real solid following who's understanding who you are. So as I continue to grow, I continue to understand and make sure that even the things that I'm wearing, my logo, I have t-shirts now that I wear my logo on and have the logo on my Instagram, and you just know that whatever social media site that you're on, you know that it's mine based off of how it looks and the name. And right. That's important for all artists to remember.
Yes. And I agree with that 1,000%. You know, again, you are here live with none other than Sean Robinson, Mr. All Business, and this is the Mermaid of Philly here live on the show. This is a powerful interview. Miss Machina is doing so much here. Now, you have a live concert coming up where you're headlining it, Mermaid of Philly. Can you just share with us where this performance is going to be at? And I know there's a nonprofit organization that's attached to it as well, that there'll be some raffle prizes. If you could just share who's going to be on this particular showcase, if you would, or performance, and tell us a little bit about what's going to happen there.
Absolutely. Yes, June 3rd, I am doing my own concert. It's called the Born Epic Concert, and I am the headliner. And there will be a lot of other amazing performances as well, such as Sage Marquis, True Vocals. I have a poet, Tina Morrison. She's really amazing. I have Andre Saunders. He's an amazing lyricist. And I have a trio, R&S, the female trio. And they all bring something different to the table. And I respect all of these artists so much. And I'm just thrilled to really have them on the lineup. Like I said, it's the Born Epic Concert June 3rd. It will be at the Rotunda in Philadelphia, 4014 Walnut Street. And the tickets are on sale now. You can get them at mermaidofphilly.com. And the tickets are $15 each. I actually have a little deal going on. You can get 2 for $25. And, yes, we do have a nonprofit attached to it. A friend of mine, Brittany Stewart, she runs a nonprofit called Socks a Million. And we are trying to get in a pair of socks from each attendee to donate to the Covenant House in Germantown. Every year she she puts on shows herself, and I just wanted to make sure that the show that I'm putting on is also helping her reach her the goal that she has that she wants to donate for this year. So if you bring out a pair of socks, you do get entered into a raffle for fun prizes, and we're just trying to fuse a great music with a good cause and just getting people to come out and have fun and really enjoy the music. I'll be performing with a live band. I have dancers. It's going to really, really be an amazing show.
Wow. And I tell you, that's phenomenal. And just so everyone knows, this is actually the Mermaid of Philly here live on the show in this interview. And again, I mean, if you could just share some of the performances I've been able, we have about 2 more minutes left. If you could just take about 60 seconds and just share with our listeners some of the things that Mr. All Business, myself, you know, that I've been able to get accomplished for you with performances, if you could just share that.
Absolutely. Mr. All Business has assisted. Back when I was in Royal Black, he was really there for us, helping us to grow, and he put us on bigger stages. We had the privilege to perform at the Sprite Step-Off competition. This is a stage sponsored by Sprite. We were so blessed to be on that stage in front of hundreds of people. It might have even been more people than that, and just be able to share our music and really grow even more as artists and become more seasoned on bigger stages. We've had the privilege to perform at different schools and just impact the students in a positive way and let them know that, you know, you can do it, whatever it is that you want. As hard as it is to get up on stage, whatever it is that they have in their hearts that they want to do, they can do it. And just give them that motivation and that confidence to be able to pursue their dreams. So Mr. All Business has been a very big help in my growth and the group's growth, Royal Black, and I'm just so blessed to be able to be here today and even talk about it.
Wow, this is phenomenal. Again, this is Mermaid of Philly. Please take the time, Google Mermaid of Philly. This is, yes, live. Miss Kashina is here. And she will be performing. This is a live concert at the Rotunda, 4040 Walnut Street. Zip code is 19104. For those that are listening from a distance that are planning to be here on June the 3rd. So this is going to be phenomenal. And, you know, you have a couple songs and tracks. I love so many of them. But one in particular that stood out to me was Motivation. And mm-hmm. can you just share with us, you know, take maybe 45 to 60 seconds and just share with us why motivation? I mean, it's obvious in your work ethic, but motivation, and what does it mean? You know, what's the definition? Why that song? Why that particular, why the verse that was selected for it to even start it off? But take it away.
Well, Motivation is a song that I did off of my first EP as a solo artist called The Arrival. And that song is just about, it's just about finding that drive, finding that fuel to light the fire in you and to keep on going. Because that's one thing that we, that as humans or just as people, sometimes we lose the lack of motivation or the lack of drive to want to get something done. And I just wanted to create a song that reminded the listeners that, you know, that you can work harder and that you can do better every single time. And without having that mentality, there won't be much growth, and you can become comfortable and complacent. And as an artist, I want to just, I'm constantly growing. And I'm constantly finding myself and learning more about myself and using that and putting it in the music. And it's just important to just, no matter how discouraged you may become or you may see someone who might be doing just better than you, don't underappreciate your own journey, because their journey is different from yours, because they might be further down. They may have been doing it longer. They may have had someone helping them. And just because you might be lacking in certain areas doesn't mean that you won't get there, and it doesn't mean that your come up is not on the way. And just always hold on to that fire, no matter how discouraged you may become. If it's something that you really love and want to do, that's what that song is for.
Wow. Well, again, this is Miss Kashina, Mermaid of Philly, live here on the show with Sean Robinson, Mr. All Business. please take the time, Google her. We will see her live June the 3rd at the Rotunda, 4040 Walnut Street, and the zip code for those traveling out of town is 19104. So once again, I want to thank everyone for their time, and keep in mind, when you ask me how is your day, the answer is always the same. Always a pleasure. I don't give it any options.